This is Tweetminster reporting from the third Lord of the Blogs birthday party, speaking with Baroness Grey Thompson, British sporting hero and people's peer. Baroness Grey Thompson, clearly the House of Lords has an association in most people's minds with heritage and with privilege, and here you are, a people's peer, sporting hero. How do you see the House of Lords?
For me, it is the most amazing, dynamic, interesting, weird place I've ever been. I came through kind of an interview process to get here, so having finished my athletics career, been involved in lots of sort of sports organisations, did I really know what I was letting myself in for when I came here? Probably not, but it is the most amazing place I've ever been. I love it. I've met so many people with so few egos who are helpful and kind. And I really feel being here, I have a chance to make a difference. So my area is obviously of interest in sport, but also health education. And it's a place where you can really make a difference. And I'm really passionate about letting people on the outside know who maybe aren't that interested in politics. Or, you know, I meet a lot of young people who said, well, it doesn't affect me. Actually, yes, it does affect you. And I do want people to be involved. I want people to vote. I want people to understand that they're making decisions that will affect the rest of their lives, as well as the decisions that we make.
Now, you're a big blogger, you're a big fan of Twitter. Is it strange for you to think the House of Lords, in some respects, is leading the way above and beyond the House of Commons?
I think it's really exciting that we have Lords of the Blog. I use Twitter a huge amount because I like the immediacy of it. I do like the fact that people respond, whether I'm, you know, tweeting about something that's happened in my family or what's happening in the chamber. I love the fact that, you know, I get that immediacy, that kind of thought. And also, I think with Twitter, people are very intelligent. You know, they think about what they're going to write, and it sometimes gives me pause for thought. Sometimes I don't agree, but for me, that's something. It's really important to have that kind of two-way connectivity. I've kind of recently started blogging, which for me is very different. Having kind of grown up with Twitter and being able to kind of 140 characters knock something out, blogs kind of feel a bit more like hard work. But I think the two together are really powerful in terms of just getting out to people who maybe don't read newspapers, who don't watch the news, who want to find out their politics in a different way.
So with the electoral system changing and with the politics of the world changing, what do you think the role is for the House of Lords?
Ah, God, that's a really hard question. I think the role of the House of Lords is to monitor and watch and guide. And, you know, there's lots of things that I might like to change about this place. But actually, I think that role is very important, you know, that we're kind of guardians in some kind of way. I think what we have to be much, much better at doing is explaining to the outside world about what we do, whether it's about the hours we work or how we work. I think people have a view that the Westminster Village is this one homogenous group of people, and actually we're not. We're an incredibly diverse group of people. I think we've got a lot to offer. We have to be good at telling the world what we do.
And finally, I'm guessing you're going to be busy from now through to about, you know, next summer. Tell us more about your role with the Olympics and the Paralympics in 2012.
Well, I'm heavily involved with the Olympics and Paralympics. I was right from the early bid stages. I'm involved in lots of kind of different levels of committee. It's a really exciting time. You know, I think we have a chance to show the world that in London and the UK that we're really good at organising stuff. We can put on the greatest show on earth and we can make it work. And for me, it's the legacy after that. It's not just about the couple of weeks of the Games. There's lots of things that we can do to change young people's lives by having the Olympics and Paralympics on home soil. And that's what really excites me about it.
Baroness Grey Thompson, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.